Today's mission in Masechet Ruketzin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So you remember back at the beginning of the Perek, in our first Mishnah, we listed different situations. Some things that require machshava, some things that require heksher, some things that require both, some things that require neither. Now, the third level that we said in Mishnah Aleph were things that need a machshava in order to view them as food, but they don't need heksher. Now, what would that be? Normally, something that is a food requires heksher. But anything that is sofa letame tuma chamura, anything which itself can cause actual real tuma, they don't need heksher at all. And because of that, cases that are not going to need heksher are anything that is going to get ultimately be tummy, capable of being metame tuma chamura. The question is, many of those things would not be eaten at all, and that's why they need machshava, because even goyim don't eat these places in any place. So therefore, if you have an available behemah tmeah, you got a dead horse, you know, a dead horse, even normally, if you're in a village or in a city where people eat anything, they don't buy a dead horse. So an avela of a behemah tmeah, b'chol makom, would first have to be packaged as have delicious horse patties or something, and then they're considered to be an eichlin, but then they don't need to be heksher, because there's metame tumah chamura. A nivlas ha'ov ha'tahor. Now, a nivlas ov ha'tahor in a big city, I mean, you know, why not? Bird, what do they call it? I don't know, I forgot, what bird's eye, you know, so you got a nice bird's eye bird, it's just a dead chicken. But that's a nivlas ov ha'tahor, and in cities, you can find people crazy enough to buy dead chickens in a supermarket. It's unbelievable, but believe it or not, there actually are people like that. And therefore, if you're in a small village, well, people in small villages are not usually as crazy as they are in the cities. So if you're in a small village, a dead chicken is not considered to be food unless somebody decides that he's going to eat it. So in those cases, you would need machshava, but once there is a machshava, there's no need for heksher, because these things are sofa letame tumah chamura, and therefore they are able to be tame immediately. Now remember, gentlemen, that when it comes to that dead chicken, the dead chicken is not tame if you touch it, right? It's only tame if you swallow it. It's only tame if it's based on blia. But how about as a foodstuff? Would it become tame if it would be makabel tuma from somewhere else? Yes. And then it would be metame, mashkin, and so on, like any other food that's tame. So it's very important for us to determine whether something is a foodstuff or not, or something that doesn't have a shear to be metame, can it be mitzaref to something right now as a food, even though it itself, if it were the whole thing, would be metame tuma chamura, would it be mekabel tuma eichlin? So it's very important for us to define that something is considered to be an eichlin, despite the fact that it never had heksher mayim. And that is the importance of sofa letame tuma chamura. Okay, what was the fourth situation that the first Mishnah describes? Things that do not need not machshava and not heksher. Okay, so now we understand what that's going to be. Those are things that are normally eaten, albeit by goyim, but they're normally eaten, and they are sofa letame tuma chamura or are metame tuma chamura right now, if they would have a shear or whatever. So if you have an available beina tahira, then the goyim eat that. They buy them in supermarkets, dead cows, buy them all the time. And those are considered to be food in all situations. And the nivlas ov ha'tahor, which also the nevela of a ov ha'tahor in, or chelev for that matter, which is the trefa fat of a kosher animal in a shuk town, meaning in a large town where people come and there's people that are going to buy anything, those things do not require neither machshava nor heksher. because dead cows people buy all the time. And even though it's not all that pasha that people will eat a nivlas of tahar, as we said, but if you're in a place where people do buy those things, you live in a large city in a place where the markets are, and you need to live in a shopping center, so
Right
then
here. Right here, it's available.
what in the world?
Nivitka Square. They feed the birds. The birds are here. Take as many as you want.
Barnea, what are you doing? So then they do not need a machshava because these are in situations where it's norm, and they don't need extra because they're all going to be metame tuma chamura. What? But chelav isn't metame tuma chamura. Remember, it says v'chelav nevela, v'chelav tereifa, yetzel chol b'lacha. Yes, but chelav, you're not going to be able to get to that chelev unless you shechted the animal, and the blood of that shechita was already makshir the kapal tumah, so it doesn't need extra. That was a sneaky one. So it could be that it doesn't need extra because sofer l'tami tumah chamura, or it could be it doesn't need extra because it was already mukshir b'dam. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, I say that there's some types of non-kosher animals that actually are included in the normative eating. And that would include a camel, a rabbit, a hare, a pig. Those are things, believe it or not, there's people that eat those things. You're kidding. No, there's actually people that eat dead pigs. Dead pigs. Yep, go into your supermarket. So therefore, it says, Rabbi Shimon, there's people that will eat rabbit meat, pig meat, and camel meat. And there, because of that, they won't need extra because they're going to be sofer l'tumah chamura, and people eat them without a specific machshava. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. So now we've got just a general discussion of things that are sort of foods, but they're right there on the boundary. So now let's say you're using shevet. The shevet is dill. And now you want to make some pickles. You use that shevet to make pickles. Can you reuse that shevet? No. Once the dill is used once, it no longer has any taste in it at all. It's just a stick. So the moment that natan ta'amo b'kedeira, once you use that shevet in the meat or in the pickles, even if it was truma originally, it's no longer truma, and it's not considered to be a foodstuff. I don't care whether it's truma, chulin, whatever. It's not going to be makabit tumas erchlin because this is an unusual food. It's only food for a time, and afterwards, it just turns into wood. Now we've got other things that are food only if something is done to make them food, but normally they're not really viewed as edibles. Let's say you have lulav, ezra, dim, vishel, adal. So you've got these shoots. So some trees, people actually pick shoots off of the trees, but they pickle them. They can't eat them just on their own. Or if you've got adal, which we don't, I don't know that we, but it's some type of a radish, according to the Mefarshim here. Well, you have alei haluf hashoteh, which is a type of onion, but it grows wild. It's not really edible unless it's pickled. So they're not going to be betamei tumas eichlin, ad sheyem taku. They're just too sharp or too bitter, and they become food if you did what you normally do to them. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, av shel pakuot kayotzei behem. There's also these pakuot, which is a kind of melon, and it's very bitter unless it's pickled. It's the same as these things. The Tanna Kamma holds that actually those are not even roi l'achila if they are pickled. Most people won't eat them at all, in which case, even if somebody does pickle them, it will be batla daitai etzo kol adam. And now there's spices, and the question is, what is the din of spices, binogea, truma, and maaser? So, again, I'm not going to. Normally, I would have taken out my little book to show pictures and tried to figure out what these things are, but I'll just tell you the way that we generally use. We have the koshet, which was one of the the Ketores things, right?
Mishnah Hey.
Sorry. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Hakoshet, Achemes. Again, simple translation would be one approach of the Rav is that it's actually ginger. Roshe Besomim, whatever that is, those are the Besomim that grow with bulbs. Tia, which is, according to the Rav over here, is a type of chiltis, but it's the root of the chiltis. So the chiltis itself is always translated as asafetida, which I never know anyway. Pilpulim, the peppercorns, chalot chariah is generally translated as safflower. Those things are real food. And if you come to Yerushalayim with your Ma'aser Sheni money, you're allowed to buy it. They're nilkochin bekesef ma'aser, and they are not metamei tumas ochlin, because since they're not eaten on their own, they're not going to be metamei tumas ochlin. They're only eaten in combination with something else. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I don't understand you, Rabbi Akiva. If you're allowed to buy them with kesef ma'aser, then they're obviously considered to be food. So if they're food, why are they not matami tumas ochlin? And if they're not matami tumas ochlin, what right do you have to use your money of kesef maaser, which is only kosher for something that you can buy and eat? B'chol asher taveh nafshecha. Uksin in perek gimel mishnah vav. Now the question is, what stage is something considered to be food in order to be mekabel tuma and to be mischayev in maaser? So hapagin v'haboser. So pagin is, I mean, it's used, the word pagin we know is the basis of the word fig, because it's the fig in our in Gan Eden was the pag that was not undeveloped yet, and the pagin therefore becomes a borrowed term for the same stage in other type of fruit, and the boser is also a point of development of grapes. And remember, we said that the boser is kapol halavan. Fine. So anyway, it's a little bit edible. It's very sharp, and it's not very tasty. But according to Rabbi Kiva, there's still mekabel tumas ochlin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no. They have to be at least at the stage where they're going to be chayiv and taking off meiser. Then that, of course, we know we had that back in meisers, that there's all kinds of different, for each type of fruit, there's a different stage of growth. But whatever that stage is, that's when it's considered to be a food. And it's not going to be kabel tuma unless it's also chayev in meiser. Now, we're talking about things that are not yet mature. But how about things that are never going to be mature? So there are things like that. They're like paritzei zeitim va'anavim. So you've got things that end up becoming hardened while they're on the vine. And that we use that, remember the word paritzei amcha that we have in Daniel, in the vision of Daniel, the paritzei amcha, what's going to be. So it means the tough people, they never get soft. You know those kind of people. It doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what lessons they've haven't learned in life, they never will. So those are called the paritzei, it's a beautiful lesson. So if you got parents that are like that, they're never gonna soften, okay? They're finished, kaput. So if you got paritzei zeitim va'anavim, and they're never gonna actually ripen properly, which is a beautiful comparison to a ben adam who's never gonna mature properly, that doesn't ripen. So Beit Shammai are metameh and Beit Hillel are metarim. They're considered, according to Beit Shammai, even though they're pritzim, because you can get a little bit of liquid out of them, so it's sort of like oil and wine. Beit Hillel says most people are not going to use this, and it's butler daita. What about ketzach? I forgot what the English was for ketzach. I'm sorry, but those little black seeds. Somebody remembered last time we learned it. Those little black sort of triangular seeds, very sharp, delicious taste. So what's the din of the ketzach? Nobody remembers what the word was. Was this
My
what
chela,
was it called?
my chela,
Nagila? Okay. So Beit Shammai says that's tar because people don't eat it. They only eat it with other things. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, it's always put on bread. It's a delicious flavoring for bread and for awesome crackers, ketzach crackers, and therefore it's considered to be an oichlin. So now, what about those foods for meiser? Beit Shammai, who holds that they're not mekabel tuma, holds that you're not have to take off ma'aser. But he still holds they are mekabel tuma, says they're ochlin, and you do have to take off ma'aser. Okay, continuing on to the next Mishnah. So I think we'll be able, we should leave. How many Mishnayos should we leave for the Siyum? Don't want to have too many.
Two, Yud and Yud Aleph.
Oh, boy. Okay, so we got a lot further to go. All right. So moving on now. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zion. Is that we were up to? Yeah. Hakor. Hareyoka Eitz L'chol Davar. So remember, the core is the new growth at the top of a palm. And that, which we call it the korah of the lulav, remember, yeah, we always use that korah. So though that is just wood. But you can still buy it with kesef meiser. So it's not considered to be fruit, binogeya tuma, because basically, so we have the heart of the palm, right? People eat that, but it's really wood that isn't hard yet. So it's not, it doesn't have a din, even though it's temporarily a food, until it actually turns into hard wood, is not called a food. And unless there is a halacha that we've had elsewhere, that if you grow it, whether it's a shvius, if you grow it for the purpose of that food, then even a temporary food is a food. But nobody grows palm trees in order to eat the heart of the palm. And therefore, it's not considered to be a food, legabe kabbalas tuma. But if you want to eat some of it, since it's edible, you can use your kesef meiser in Yerushalayim today to buy a piece of soft core today. And we have another example of a difference between kabbalas tuma and the chiyuv meiser. Because kafniot are dates that you picked before they matured. They're considered to be ochlin binogea the dinim of tuma, even though they're very bitter. But what people do is they toast them. And in that case, if they're put over a fire, then they are edible. So people on a camping trip or whatever, they'll take kafniot and put them in the fire where PK will take them out and feed them at the end as a nice dessert together with the open tummy of his sweet potato. But they are peturot min ha-ma'asrot because when they were picked, they weren't at the a case in which a gila onata ma'asrot, and therefore they're potter. Now, anything that's alive is not considered to be mekabel tuma. But what about something that's food while it's alive? Let's say you have dagim. So dagim imatai mekabel tuma. When are they considered to be a food stuff?
Mishnah.
Perag gimel. Mishnah chet. Sorry, gentlemen. Dagim meimatai mekabel tuma. Beit Shammai Omrim, the moment that you catch them and you've taken them out of the water, they're considered to be food because you don't need anything else to do for a fish. There's no shechita, and therefore they're food at that moment. But Beis Hillel says, well, only if they're actually dead, if they're living fish, anything alive, is not considered to be a food. Rabbi Akiva Omer, im yecholim lichyot, if you could put them back in the water, and if it was out of the water for a while, but it's not yet at a point where it's hopeless, you could put it back in the water, then it's considered to be food. But once it's been out of the water for the point where even putting it back in the water, at that point it's considered, according to Rabbi Akiva, to be a foodstuff. Now, the same question would be nogea, a fish out of water, is a plant out of the ground or a branch off of a tree. So we have the same question over there. Suppose you have a yichur shel te'ena shenifshach u'ma'oreba klipa. Suppose you have a branch, let's say, we've got a fig tree. You tore the branch and the bark is still attached. Is the figs on that branch, are they considered to be figs or are they mechur b'lekarka still and not mekabel tuma? Rabbi Yehuda says, well, since the branch is attached by its bark, so the nutrients are getting through. It's still considered to be mechuber. The Chachamim say, well, it's the same din that we had by the fish. If lamaisa, you could actually tape this up back to the tree, and the figs would live, and new fruit would grow on this branch, you can revive it, so it's the same as a fish that's revivable. But if it's not going to be able to live, then it's considered to already be figs, like a foodstuff, despite the fact that you could say they're still attached. It doesn't matter. They're not living anymore. The same thing would be true if you uproot tvu'ah. Instead of cutting off the tvu'ah, you rip it out of the ground, and it's got still a little root that's connected to the ground. It would be considered to be tahor because it can still live. Again, the Rambam Paskas is only if it can continue to live. And it's the Mishnah taking for granted that you'll understand that we're comparing this to the fish out of water and a fig off of its tree. And this brings us to a Moshe out of the forest.
Right. So Rebbe mentioned that the source of the word figs is pagin because the figs in Gan Eden were undeveloped. Is that right?
No, because the figs in Gan Eden were undeveloped for Adam. He wasn't supposed to eat them, and therefore they were premature eating.
Because I wanted to know how you could have an undeveloped thing in Gan Eden.
Right. It was the Adam who was undeveloped, so for him, it was pagin. Right. That's why, as I mentioned to you in Yiddish, when you want to say that somebody is just crazy, you say, a fagavdir. It's like the craziest thing. A fig on your head. It's nafka as a fag, which was the source of all of our problems. Mishnah, Paragimel, Mishnah, Tet. Woo, getting along here. So now, getting back to the main topic. The main topic we were talking about, where you need Hekshar and where you need Machshava. So we said that anything that's going to be Sofer, Tami Tuma Chamura, we said in the first Mishnah we did today, in Mishnah Gimel, anything that is going to be Sofer, Tami Tuma Chamura would actually not need Hekshar. But what about Chalev? Chalev of Behemah Tahora, we talked about this ourselves, but now the Mishnah addresses it. The Chalev of Behemah Tahora is not going to be metamic to mesavelas, obviously, right? And if that's the case, how would it be mekabel tuma? It should need heksher. Afichach hud tzarich heksher in the event that it simply died and there was never any heksher on it. Chelav abebehemah tmeya, which is metamic tuma nevela, therefore it's a sofer tami in tuma chamura and ein tzarich heksher. And so, okay, we saw that if we shecht something, then it could be makabel tuma because it had the hechsher of the da. Dogim tumeim, v'chagavim tumeim, tzrichim machshava bikvarim. Certain things that are usher to eat, like non-kosher fish or non-kosher chagavim. So if you're in a small village, you're not going to find some kind of Thai worker who says, wow, that's our favorite food, and therefore it's not considered to be food. But again, if you're in a large town, then someone or other is going to come along and buy them for food. Kol tov, everybody. Have wonderful days. B'sirot tovot, yeshuot, v'nachamot.